It's our time, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the KIN Consortium. We're having an interesting debate today. It's a bit of a discussion about CDSs and naked CDSs. The fact of the matter is, we're of the opinion that a naked CDS profits from defamation of character, libel. I put it in the same illegal basket. It's the same criminal type offense. Let's go into it a little bit more in detail. First of all, we started out our discussion saying, what is the difference between a stock option and a loan option? A loan option being a CDS, a credit default swap. In essence, that's what it is. It's either guaranteeing that a company will pay back its loan, or it's a naked credit default swap, which means it's a hedge fund betting that he won't pay back his loan, and he won't be able to pay back further loans into the future. Two kinds. Let's go into it a little bit more detail if possible. What exactly is a stock option, and what are the differences? There is no insurance company guaranteeing a call or put option. There's a market maker who facilitates the transaction. A free market of investors, exchanges like the Chicago Board of Options Exchange, and there's a specified standard contract in terms of length, and the contract in terms of duration and strike prices, etc. It's something that's been standardized since 1973. The loan option, the credit default swap, is haphazard at best. Versus in essence an offer where they say they're all random in length, the contract. There's no standard whatsoever. It's total chaos. Little to no exchange as such. There's nothing to compare to the Chicago Board of Options Exchange in 2009. Little to no regulations. There's insurance companies or banks that play the intermediary that offer the guarantees in terms of guaranteeing other people loaning other people money. It's not a free market where there's buyers and sellers buying the contract. The following. There's essential insurance companies that play that role.
The fact of the matter is, though, it's rather depressing because these insurance companies, they're writing these contracts, they don't do it with collateral, and they don't have cash reserves. So in other words, they're just offering these guarantees without being able to fulfill the contract. Let's go into that in some more detail. Consider the insurance company like your father, and you're a 15-year-old kid. You want to buy a car, you need somebody to co-sign. Okay, the insurance company in this case would be daddy co-signing for you. Okay? Now, it's not your father. In this case, General Motors, AIG, and a pension fund. Okay? Nobody's related to anybody. But AIG is co-signing for General Motors to loan money to the pension fund. And they're guaranteeing everybody the money. They don't have the money. AIG doesn't have cash reserves to cover the loan between General Motors and the pension fund. Yet they're just co-signing willy-nilly. Alright? I like saying that. Willy-nilly. Let's take a closer look at the problems here. Rating agencies, the likes of Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch. These people are selling the ratings. You want a AAA rating? Pay me. I'll give it to you. That's the mentality over S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, according to a variety of sources. Let's see. Number four, insurance companies write contracts betting against other companies' ability to repay the loans. So hedge funds can go to an insurance company and say, General Motors over there will not be able to repay that loan that it just got from that pension fund. They have nothing to do with it whatsoever. Yet they can do that. That's part of the naked CDS. There's no limit to how much they can bet. Like, for example, if a hedge fund is saying, I don't believe that General Motors will be able to pay back that $1 billion loan that AIG just guaranteed, they can also say, I don't believe that General Motors can pay back $10 billion.
What if General Motors doesn't have $10 billion?
Regardless, they won't be able to borrow money into the future. That's
what the hedge fund wants to gamble. And if it's right, the hedge fund actually gets paid a huge premium. Like, for example, this is how it works. Let's go to the next page and I'll walk you through the deal. Let's say insurance company AIG is insuring a company, ABC, a loan with a CDS, the pension fund XYZ. So company, ABC, pension fund XYZ, and AIG is guaranteeing that loan, that company is good for it. I guarantee it. I insure it. You got to pay me 1% of the balance of the loan. So if you're trying to raise $1 billion, you got to pay me 1% of $1 billion as AIG. And I'll guarantee you. I'll insure you. Fact of the matter is, this guy goes out and gets $1 billion plus 1% loan, and he gets AIG to sign off on it. Okay? Cosign. I thought I played it. So the CDS, a credit default swap. Does AIG actually have the money in case this guy goes bankrupt to come up with $1 billion to pay the pension fund, the retirees? Let's take it to the next level. Let's describe what our friends over down the street are doing with the hedge fund and another insurance company. They're sitting back and discussing something along the lines of naked CDS. They have nothing to do with the trio over here. They have nothing to do with ABC, XYZ, or AIG. Nothing to do with it. They just see the action going on, and they bet against them. And they bet against them in huge multiples. What did they say that $1 billion that they just loaned out? I bet they can't raise $10 billion. They won't pay it back, and they won't be able to raise another $9 billion. How much? The other insurance company looks at the CDS rating for the company ABC, in this case, and says, okay, 2%. AIG just charged 1%. This guy takes in 2%. $200 million. What does he have to pay? How much? Quarterly. So he shells out $50 million every 3 months. If company ABC goes belly up or defaults on that loan, this guy gets $10 billion. Now, fundamentally, we don't see anything along the lines of a business deal. Why are insurance companies insuring loans? Why are they insuring against loans? Where is the collateral? Where are the cash reserves? Where is the credit analysis? What is the difference between defamation of character and a naked CDS, aside from the huge profit potential? If defamation of character and libel and slander are against the law, therefore, why is it a naked CDS against the law? It has nothing to do with that business. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fundamental question that we've been reviewing today, the last 2 days on our radio broadcast. I'm going to post this up as a video, and if you want to come by and attend the show, we can relaunch this in a way where the people of the world can talk about this. A lot of people are out of work, a lot of unemployment, a lot of industries have gotten raped as a result of this kind of shenanigans. Let's discuss the shenanigans. Let's make people aware that we understand what's going on. That way, the powers that be will have to force a solution. There will have to be an answer to this kind of catastrophe. Okay? I want to thank you very much for listening to us, and thank you very much for coming by and watching the show. I want to welcome you again to the KIN Consortium. And again, if you have any questions, if you'd like to participate, we have all the social networks available to you, from LinkedIn, Facebook, to twitter.com/ChairmanNATO, N-A-T-T-O. All right? You're more than welcome to leave your comments on the front page of the KINConsortium.com. We have a little chat room there. You just log in with any password. Come on in. Post your comments. We'd love to hear from you. All right? Thanks again for joining. And have a great day.